It can't be bought, and it can't be sold.
It's like my book.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, it can't be bought, and it can't be sold, nor can it be earned or inherited. It comes only one way, to the penitent by faith as a gift from God, generously and freely given. It is how God saves us, and it is something only He can give us, and He does so freely to as many as would receive the offer. Nothing is more generous than the grace of God brought to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. It shuts the mouth of every critic who would find fault with our holy God's treatment of rebellious, sinful man.
You know, it makes you wonder why in the world Christianity, we are not treating everybody this way.
Yes.
Wouldn't this attract people?
Yes. Yes. It's true.
Big time.
Why then aren't we living this way? I just use a very big we. Uh-huh. This is Christianity.
Yes.
And wait till it gets out. Mm-hmm. And there are many men around this world saying this very same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you cannot build a big enough building for people when you talk like this.
Yes.
Because folks want to help. This SOS tattooed on everyone's forehead. Save our stupidity.
Yes. John summed up the glories of the grace message with these sublime words. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, born of God. Thus it says of Jesus, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
So what are you full of?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what are you full of? Mm-hmm. If not grace and truth, don't talk to me about you and Jesus.
Yeah.
You better go back to the gas station.
Yeah. Grace is a miracle waiting to happen in your life, and it always shows up looking like the compassionate Jesus. Grace requires nothing from us. It is a free gift available to whoever will receive it by faith, regardless of who they are or where they are coming from. It doesn't ask questions or weigh facts. It doesn't have a conscience. It is without prejudice. It believes in all and extends help to all freely because of Jesus. It defines true love. This is the subject of chapter 1, unfair grace that sets the best and worst of us free. Grace is outrageous, and those evangelicals who understand it have endless pleasure presenting it this way. Nothing beats the look on people's faces when they catch on to how ready God is to forgive the penitent and set them free in Christ. Referring to it, Terry Virgo says, the scandal of the gospel is that God is willing to justify the ungodly.
And are we?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are we? When last did we jump in front of a sinner and say, don't you dare? This person isn't Christ.
Amen. As the scriptures put it, but to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Virgo goes on to say, the gospel of grace is a message of breathtaking freedom.
Whew.
It must be embraced with faith and thanksgiving. My goal is for you to fully grasp the true meaning of the grace of God that has been brought to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. When understood, grace changes everything.
It does, folks.
It does. It puts joy back in undeserving hearts and a smile on their faces forevermore.
This is my dream. I want to be known as someone who put joy in the faces and hearts of undeserving people. Yeah. I want that to be my goal.
Yeah.
I love that, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know how many sad, afflicted people there are out there just wishing one person in the world would believe in them? Yeah. Well, I believe in them and I haven't seen them yet. They come to Christ, it's endless possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
And believe it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Stop blessing the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes the pressure off us. Steve Brown takes this even further by writing, there is a direct correlation between one's proximity to Christ and the freedom of one's laughter.
Amen.
Christians laugh easily because they don't have to be God anymore.
Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah.
Christians laugh easily because they have a secret. Christians laugh easily because in his service there is great joy. When we are no longer trying to live up to some kind of Christian standard to impress God, The joy of living will return, and laughter is released.
And that the opposite of frigid, uptight, legalistic, driven to do human being.
That's right.
Get away from me!
Yeah.
I'm having a hard enough time crucifying my stinking flesh without having to deal with yours in my face.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
That wasn't very nice, but it's the bottom line. It's the bottom line, yes. Let's go to the next paragraph while I'm ahead. Yeah, right.